Hello, everybody. It's your host, Nicole, of the 50 Conversations podcast, and I just want to welcome you to the bonus episode. The bonus episode is a little bit different from my normal episodes. Instead of interviewing career changers about their stories and their backgrounds, I'm going to dive into a topic that I am passionate about and hopes to give you some advice for your career as you move forward. So today's bonus episode is going to be all about upskilling, specifically, how do you upskill yourself? And I'm going to dive into this term because it's a term that's being used a lot lately. And for a lot of people, it's kind of hard to figure out what it actually means. What does it mean to upskill and how do you do it? So this is an episode that is actually a recording from my keynote talk that I do about upskilling in the future of work. And I'm going to cover things like how to choose a digital bootcamp. I'm going to talk about how to find the right learning experience to help you upskill. I'm going to talk about how to upskill yourself while you're working so you can find opportunities to learn for free in your workplace. I'm going to talk about the importance of choosing companies that create learning environments. And then I'll also talk about why leaders and managers need to upskill as well. So it's a pretty packed bonus episode. And again, it is from a talk that I gave most recently during my book launch. For those of you that might be new to me, I have a new career advice book out. It's called Punch Doubt in the Face, How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots. And I tell you, if you're into learning and learning how to improve your career and learn new skills and change careers and the future of work and all of that, you're really going to love my book. Now, if you want to contact me and talk to me about this, you can always reach me at hello@50conversations.com. Say hello, tell me a story, tell me what you're thinking about this whole upskilling process, and also if you'd like to hire me to come into your organization and teach people how to upskill, you can reach me there as well. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the bonus episode. I've talked a lot about learning today in the context of changes, and one of the things, as you can see from the title of the book, is this word upskill. Upskill has been thrown around a lot. It's usually used in context of reskilling or the changing workplace. And the challenge with that word is like it's still so new, right? It's almost kind of awkward to put on there. And honestly, I put it in there to really introduce people to the concept if they're not familiar with it. I'm actually a little divided on the term. I prefer reskilling or learning new skills. But the idea here is that you're engaging in informal and formal learning experiences to improve or upgrade your career. And you get to decide what upgrade looks like to you. It may be something where you're like, you know what, I want to learn, you know, some basic project management software so I can get a remote job because that would make my life easier. Or maybe I want to learn to code because I want to make a complete career change into another field and design really cool interactive experiences. Or maybe you do want to be that underwater videographer, right? It's the process of figuring out what the skills are that you need to learn and figuring out what the learning experiences are that will help you get those skills. We talked before about the importance of having a skill profile, knowing your strengths. With that also comes knowing where your gaps are, right? Because once you figure out where you're going and you've got a target and you know what you'd like to go after, you can start to look, okay, what are the skills that I need in order to make this jump happen? And for some of us, it might be, you know, maybe I just need a quick project to work on at work, and I can say, yes, I have project management skills now, you know, or maybe it's a little something bigger. And the thing that I love about where we're at right now in our world of work is that there are so many opportunities to learn. We are swimming in content, right? We have industry podcasts from people that look like us or sound like us. We have YouTube. There's something like over 50% of people use YouTube for career purposes. Swimming in content, right? Part of this, just because we're swimming in content, but we also need to learn how to use that content. I like to tell people that if you're looking for some informal learning, replace 20 minutes of scrolling in your day with 20 minutes of listening to a podcast or watching a video on an industry topic. You'd be surprised what you'd learn over the course of a month. Very low-hanging baby steps to get you motivated. And this is great, especially if you don't know specifically what you want to do, right? Bigger jumps, when we're talking about, I need to learn new skills in order to get on a different career path. So traditionally what we've had is the message that we need to go back to school, right? We got to go back and get a new degree. Well, for some people that might work, and there's no shame in doing that. In fact, a lot of schools nowadays are offering online programs that can help fit, you know, the busy workers. There's a school I talk about in here, Western Governors University. They are designed for online learners. They are nonprofit and accredited. Highly accredited. So they are designed for the online learning experience and the working adult. And you can finish a bachelor's degree if you only have part of a bachelor's degree and so on. Then you have what are the skill-based online programs. So examples of that might be a local company here called Treehouse Learning. Another one is Skill Crush. It's run by women who will teach you how to, you can learn to code, you can learn interaction design and things like that. And these are short-term intensive skill-based programs to learn a specific type of skill. So it's not you know, the big degree program where you're gonna come up with a degree. You're gonna have some practical skills. And oftentimes, you're going to work on a project during that and come out of it with a portfolio. In fact, that's as you go through the book, I go through all of these learning experiences and I actually talk about what you need to look for in a program. Because with all of this choice comes some not so good stuff that's out there. And you need to be able to sort through what's legitimate and what will really make an impact on your career and your learning. And I give you some ways to look at that. One of the things you can look for as you look for online learning or skill-based programs is the opportunity to build a portfolio. Because employers oftentimes are looking for proof. And if you don't have the experience, you fall into kind of that trap of, oh, I don't have the experience, but I want to get this job, but they won't hire me without the experience, but I can't get the experience if they don't hire me. Having a portfolio where you can work on real world projects is incredibly valuable. And a lot of these learning opportunities offer that. The other option we're seeing a lot of right now are digital boot camps, right? We've heard about General Assembly is a really well-known one, Flatiron School, Thinkful, Metis for data science. They're teaching those digital and data skills that I talked about that are so important right now for mid-career professionals. And they have in-person intensive, so you could go full-time during the day. You could do it at night part-time. You could do it online. And a lot of them, the majority of them, the good ones, as a matter of fact, will offer career support. So they'll help you with your resume. A lot of them have mentorship. I will say when it comes time to evaluate digital boot camps, and I do talk about this in the book, get to know their teaching style because it will be different. These are intensive boot camps. Sometimes you're paired with somebody. Sometimes you're given a mentor. Other times you work in groups. Okay? They tend to hire industry professionals, which is great in a lot of ways, but just because they're an industry professional does not mean they can teach. Just like professors doesn't mean they can teach, right? So get to know them. A lot of times with digital boot camps, they will have a free intro course. So you can go and experience it. Lambda School is an online school that is teaching software development. And they offer, there's a new trend in these spaces to do what's called an income share agreement. So you pay no money up front and then you pay a portion of your salary afterwards. This is a new way of financing things. To that, I would say read the fine print because Wall Street will hold your debt. And there's no guarantees what happens with Wall Street. And I do point that out in the book. But for some people who don't have access to opportunities or other ways of doing things, that is an option for them. Trade-offs. Then there is the DIY route. The idea of building your own training. This is really good for self-directed learners. I encourage you to get to understand your learning style. If you haven't checked in with yourself on what learning feels like, start trying. Start with some self-directed learning. Try planning out in your week. You had mentioned baby steps, right? Do a couple things once a week. Watch a video. Take an online course. Coursera, great platform, right? They partner with universities all over the world. You can do specializations. There's one, I just went through one for IBM and data analytics. You can explore these courses, and Coursera will try to get you to buy the subscription certificate. You don't need it. You can audit the courses. And so try one of those, and then reflect on how the experience is. Was it easy to make time for yourself? Where were your challenges? I learned that I prefer people when I learn. Shocking, I know. I really struggled with online learning, and I still struggle. I've gotten better, but I miss the ability to be like, hey, what just happened there? I don't understand, right? And in some cases, they have Slack channels or they have forums. I don't really like forums. I feel like it's just an empty space, and I'm putting questions into the wind. But for some people, they really like it. And for a lot of these programs, they actually have TAs that sit in those forums, and they will answer your questions like that. So look for the learning community when you're looking for online programs. How do they support learners? It's a big part of selecting an online learning program. So with the DIY learning, what I see is people kind of learning skills on the fly and then applying them to their place of work. A lot of times when we want to leave a place of work, we forget about looking for opportunities there. And I don't mean just opportunities to move up, I mean learning opportunities. So check in with your HR department, the department you probably have not thought about since you started your job, and see what are they offering. We're seeing more and more companies now start to offer tuition benefits again, which I thought was way back, like that's gone, right? I remember my mom telling me growing up, like just get into a company and they'll pay your college. And I was like, when? right? But they're starting to do that, and there's more of that happening. And maybe you decide that's what you want, and you go work for those kind of companies, right? Talk about getting crushes on companies and doing your research. I teach people how to get remote jobs. And in those sessions, I talk about all these new companies that are fully remote companies. And one of the perks that they tend to have in these companies, meaning fully remote, it means everyone from the CEO to the admin is completely dispersed, works from wherever. They have learning stipends. Some of them, it's like $3,500 for conferences, for books, right? Maybe you take an online course. Some of these skill-based programs that I just talked about, some of them are like $1,200. That's a lot of money, but your professional stipend could cover that, and you'd have a new set, brand new set of shiny digital skills, right? So check in with your own place of work. And if you like where you work, ask your boss. Ask your boss, say, hey, I'm really thinking about learning some new skills in this area. And it's a good conversation to have, because you'll find out real quick whether or not the organization that you work for is a learning environment, because that's where we're headed. I like to tell people, I teach people how to leave bad organizations, because I don't want people staying in organizations that don't value them, that don't teach them, and don't create a learning environment. And when I talk to leaders and executives, I talk about how they have to make the shift to creating learning environments and learning cultures. Because if they don't, they're gonna fall behind. I'm always talking about how executives need to upskill, right? Ever work for anyone where you're going, come on, I can't believe you can't do this. Why do I have to do this and learn all the things, right? I hear that a lot. So you need to make sure that as you move forward in your career, you are in a learning environment. Make sure, you know, you're when you're looking for a new job and you're evaluating new managers, make sure they're okay with learning, that they have a learning practice, that they encourage you to learn, and show employers that you're eager to learn as well. So that's how you integrate the learning into your career development process. You find the organizations that'll support you. You look at online learning opportunities or other learning experiences that help you build skills. And then you make time in your week to do some informal learning, right? Podcasts are great for that. YouTube videos are great for that. Industry newsletters, also really great for that. Everyone's putting out industry newsletters. One of my favorites, I'm in tech, so CB Insights I read just to figure out like all the new companies that are coming out and where the investments are going, because where the money goes is kind of where the jobs tend to go right now. And you get a sense of kind of the new type of jobs that are coming out. And I subscribe to them, and they've got like over 500,000 subscribers, right? And it's good content, and I learn a lot. So sign up for some industry newsletters, and you'll start learning. And this is really doubles as a good strategy for if you don't know what you want to do right now, right? It's part of the exploration process, just diving in and collecting that content and thinking, is that something I want? If not, that's just as good. Knowing that is just as useful as knowing what you want to do. Hello, listeners. I hope you enjoyed that show. I just want to let you know about my new book, Punched Out in the Face, How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots. It is currently available, and it's going to help you make some big moves in your career. I wrote this book for anybody that's stuck in a mediocre job, because as someone who's had over 20 jobs in their lifetime, I have most definitely been stuck in a mediocre job. And I want to help you get out of that mediocre job, because there's no shame in leaving a job that's uninspiring or unfulfilling. I want to help you make big moves. So I wrote this book. If you're curious, check it out. It's called Punch Doubt in the Face, How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots, and it's available now.